ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 वर्स 10। सिंस इट इज अ प्रोस I'll just read the verse. Nunam hi arya sadhva upashama shila kripana surad evam vidharte swarthan api guru taran upikshante. Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even though one is in renounced order, one who is advanced certainly feels compassion for suffering living entities. One should certainly neglect its own personal interest, although they may be very important to protect one who has surrendered. Purport. Maya is very strong. In the name of philanthropy, altruism and communism, people are feeling compassion for suffering humanity throughout the world. Philanthropist and altruist do not realize that it is impossible to improve people's material conditions. Material conditions are already established by the superior administration according to one's karma. They cannot be changed. The only benefit we can render to suffering beings is to try to raise them to spiritual consciousness. Material comforts cannot be increased or decreased. It is therefore said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Talabhyate Dukhavad Anyatha Sukham. As far as material happiness is concerned, that comes without effort, just as tribulations comes without effort. Material happiness and pain can be attained without endeavor. One should not bother for material activities. If one is at all sympathetic or able to do good to others, he should endeavor to raise people to Krishna consciousness. In this way, everyone advances spiritually by the grace of the Lord. For instruction, Bharat Maharaj acted in such a way. We should be very careful not to be mired by so-called welfare activities conducted in bodily terms. One should not give up his interest in attaining the favor of Lord Vishnu at any cost. Generally, people do not know this or they forget it. Consequently, they sacrifice their original interest and attainment of Vishnu's favor and engage in philanthropic activities for bodily comfort. Thank you for giving me opportunity to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam, and also sorry to disappoint that I am sitting here. Srila Prabhupada's purport is quite clear that any philanthropic work which is not pleasing Krishna is of no use. The purpose should be to please Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Krishna Swadhami Upagate Jnana Karma Adhibhi Saha Kalo Nashtra Drisham Esha Puran Arko Udini Uditaha. When Krishna left the planet, Dharma also went along with him. And what was the hope for all people? Puran Arko. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran, which has come to rescue of all the living entities in Kali Yuga. Therefore, this particular pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam of Bharat Maharaj is very instructive. It helps us, it helps all the devotees as well as those who do not know about anything about devotional service. how to aspire, how to perfect his life. In this particular purport, or in particular pastime of Bharat Maharaj, compassion to a living entity was expressed by Bharat Maharaj. He helped a stag, a deer, from dying. Now, compassion is a natural quality for a living entity. And one who feels compassion is influenced to work, is influenced to help. It is a natural quality which is within the heart of every living entity. Where does it come from? Where does this compassion come from? Like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu gave a lecture, he was asking, what would Jesus do in heaven if there are no sinful people there? What would be Jesus doing? So I asked this question to Kadam Kanan Maharaj, that where does quality come from, this quality of compassion? So he said, in spiritual world, the compassion is expressed in the form of exchanging love, exchanging mercy of Krishna to everybody. There is distribution of prasad. Prasad means mercy. And when that quality comes to material world, that quality of exchanging mercy or prasad or exchanges of love is expressed in the form of compassion to the living entities. If you go to modern evolution theory and try to understand like Darwin theory, that also explains how this quality of helping comes from. Where does this quality come from? He has speculated. He has taken few examples. Darwin as well as his followers, who are his followers now, they have observed some characteristics in living entities, different species, not only in human beings. Like for example, they studied a particular kind of bat called vampire bats. This particular species of bats, if they do not eat within 2 days, they will die. So the entire group of vampire bats, they know which bat has not got the food. So one of them will actually regurgitate his blood and feed the other bat which has not got the blood. So it will see that the other bat has not died. So this act of welfare is within this species also. Darwin explains there is natural selection. A species has to survive. A particular species will survive in a particular environment. So this particular environment of bats, they survive on this aspect. Also, they explain that there is a particular kind of fish, very large fish, name is not mentioned. And there are very small fish around this large fish which clear the mouth, which cleanses the mouth of this big fish. So that the big fish is clean. And when this big fish, usually this small fish is go inside the mouth of the large fish and clean the teeth or clean the tongue, whatever. But when there is danger for the large fish, it does not swallow the small fish and runs away. It sees that this small fish is saved and then escapes. So such studies have been done by the modern evolutionists, and they have expressed this act of welfare which is seen among all species. So this compassion is the impetus for a person to act for the welfare of particular living entity, or for that matter any other species. In this particular episode of Bharat Maharaj, usually the question is raised, was this a material help? Did Bharat Maharaj save the body or the soul? Definitely the purport says he saved the body and got attached to it. What is the fault which our Acharya says is there in doing such kind of help? I have listed some points according to my understanding from the scriptures, which I feel are the defects in such kind of material help. All the material activities, when a living entity comes to the material world, he is under the influence of modes. So there are three modes which acts on a living entity, and he acts according to that. Under the mode of goodness, he does something good for a person. Under the mode of passion, he wants to derive happiness, fruitive activity. And in the mode of ignorance, he doesn't want to do anything, he just bees around, basically laziness. Under the mode of goodness, the living entity is happy. He wants to do some work and he feels happy in that. Krishna explains in 14th chapter about all the three modes and how it acts on the person. Tatra sattva nirmalatvam prakasham anamayam suksangena badnati jnanasangena chanaga. Krishna says the topmost activity of a material, of a living entity in material world is that he can act in mode of goodness. But he is also bounded. What is he bounded by? He is bounded by sukha sangena padnat. He feels that happiness that he is doing something good, and that knowledge, jnana sangena chanaka. He is bound by the knowledge and the happiness he derives from the mode of goodness. But Prabhupada says, also Krishna explains, it is incomplete. Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur explains that living entity is put into, when he envies Lord and is put into the material world, he's like put into the salt lake, he's put into an ocean of salt. Whatever he tastes will be salt only. How can you give him pure water? He will only taste salt there. Or Prabhupada quotes Vidyapati that in desert where there is scorching heat, how can you help? A drop of water cannot help. It is not enough. And even if some person is thinking, okay, I'll continue, I'll just do good work for the human society, that's not possible. Krishna explains, in material world, the three modes, they just, sometimes the person is in mode of goodness, sometimes is in mode of passion, or sometimes is in the mode of ignorance. So something is taking supremacy, either the mode of goodness or passion. He cannot remain in one particular mode. And in that particular situation, he has to act. And there he may commit something which is not good for the living entity. Therefore, when a person acts under the modes of material nature, it is not necessary that he will not be bound. He will be bound, as Krishna says. Also, 11th canto, the other reason I have found, in 11th canto, it is explained the different activities to be performed by a living entity is covered with karma dosh. There is a fault in his acting. How? Lord Krishna explains to Uddhava that the place where the person is acting may not be proper. Specifically explained that if you want to act, if a person wants to act, the place should be a place where there are deers or the antelopes which is having spots, or there should be a place where there are no meat eaters. In such a place only a proper activity can be done, or there should be a proper time. He cannot act, if there is a solar eclipse, he cannot do any good activity. Or the object should be purified. Like if somebody is passed urine and they directly cannot come and do deity worship, he has to get purified. So there is karma dosh where he cannot act properly, and therefore he will commit mistakes, or there will be some inauspicious activity done by him. Therefore material activity has some problem. Therefore Krishna says, mamacho vibhicharine bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samitetan brahma bhuya kalpate. One has to transcend these modes of material nature. Sama itetan. Atitit. We have to go beyond these modes of material nature, and then only we can act. Even if a person is performing good activity for human welfare, because of false pride, they forget who is providing it. Like communist people. Prabhupada has given the example. They come out and say, okay, you call your God, we will give you this bread. If your God cannot provide the bread, we will provide you the bread. Who is providing the bread? We are providing the bread. They feel like that. But they forget who is the protector, who is the maintainer. They feel that by opening or doing some welfare activity, I can protect a person. Prahlad Maharaj explains in Bhagavatam that even if a person gives best facility, even if the parents provide best facility to a child, they may not be able to protect a child because it is beyond their control. So the protection is provided by Lord. And he only maintains Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chitananam Eko Bahunam Yavididati Kaman. There is one living entity, superior living entity, who maintains every living entity, every other living entity. So generally people who are following this, they forget this aspect. Or Prabhupada has given a standard about these activities. He says that, he quotes Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarver Gune Ita Samasati Sura Haro Abhaktas Kutat Mahaguna Mano Rathvene Sati Dhavati Vahi. That a person who is acting on the platform of mental mind, he actually does not know what is good. The activity of mind is to accept or to reject. They do not know what is good or what is bad. A person may open hospitals to provide some facility where a person can be cured. But this facility may also, the person who is getting cured may again get into sense gratification. So what is such a help? It is of no use. Or the scientists have discovered atom bombs. They have made atom bombs. What good it can do to the society? So Prabhupada says it is based on the platform of mind. It is not doing any good. Yat karoshi yad atasni yad duhosi dadasi yat. Krishna says, whatever activity you want to do, you should do it for my pleasure. You should be submitted to me. Then it gets purified. The results of such material activities, which are given in Shastras or explained by Acharyas, that such activities, if somebody is convinced that I will do only these activities, we have to understand the results of such activities. Such activities are temporary in nature. If somebody does something good, if somebody helps somebody by providing food or providing some medicines, it is temporary in nature. Again he will become hungry. Again he will become diseased. So such time of help is incomplete. It is not proper. It is not enough. Also such kind of activities causes bondage. There is a verse in there is an example of pigeon given in 11th canto, which says that a pigeon got attached to a family life. One male pigeon and a she pigeon, they both got into a married life, so called married life, got children, and they got so much attached that when the male pigeon came and the others were captured by a hunter, he got so much attached that he started crying and was later captured by the hunter. A similar story of what Bharat Maharaj here, he got attached to a deer. So there is bondage of such material activities. Also there is dissatisfaction. There was a famous leader in India who fought throughout his life for violence, non-violence. His main goal was to be non-violent, achieve freedom through non-violence. But he died of violence. He died of violence. Also, there is a story in, there is an episode in Srimad Bhagavatam where Srila Vyasadev, he also actually faced dissatisfaction. He wrote so many scriptures He wrote so many divisions of Vedas, give entire codes of conduct for the human society. But he was not satisfied. Therefore, Narad Muni came and he told, he cured the problem, he found out what was the problem, that pleasing Krishna is topmost. You are not reading anything for the pleasure of Krishna, which is glorifying Krishna. And therefore, you are not satisfied. Therefore, material activities, they lead to dissatisfaction also. Also, if some activity, if somebody is doing some activity, he is not bereft of anarthas. He has many anarthas. So he may do a good activity or a period of time, but later on may be captured. Later on may be captured by lust, by greed, and may act otherwise. Therefore, material activities has inbuilt defect in them. So Krishna has actually made varnashram system where a person can act. And if one person acts in that particular way, then there is hope that he will act properly. At least he will achieve a proper result. Even if person is following Vedic duties properly, there is a defect. We have example of Maharaj Nriga. Maharaj Nriga was a very charitable king. This story occurs in Krishna book. He donated unlimited number of cows to Brahmanas, always satisfied the cows and Brahmanas, protected the cows and satisfied the Brahmanas. So once he gave a charity of many cows to a particular Brahmana, and without his knowing, a particular cow went to his herd again. And next day when he donated, this cow also went to other Brahmana. And there was a big confusion regarding his duty. What should he do? The first Brahmana came and asked for his cow, which was already donated to somebody else. And there was a confusion in the duty. Without his knowing, there was a discrepancy in his work. So even if person is properly following, without his knowing, if there is a discrepancy, one cannot help. Therefore, the Shastras instruct the better way of doing a work is for the pleasure of Krishna. Whatever activity you want to do. Srimad Bhagavatam explained the entire research done by philosophical analysis or entire philanthropic work, it should be for the pleasure of Krishna. Generally, we do not know what is good or bad. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam explains Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. All morality codes or any other codes which a person follow comes from religion, and religion is established by Lord. Therefore, we should accept Shastras. Whatever activity we want to do, we should take the instruction from the Shastras and follow whatever Krishna has said in that. Somebody may say that why should I follow Shastra? Why should I do my duties according to Shastras? Shastras are beyond four defects. They cannot cheat us. We cannot be put under illusion if we follow Shastras. Whatever is mentioned in Shastras should be followed. Then whatever activity we are doing, there is chance of success in that. We have few examples where these particular devotees have not pleased Krishna and they have suffered. The example of Yudhishthir Maharaj is given. Yudhishthir Maharaj was asked by Krishna to tell a lie, but he refused. And finally, in a covered way, roundabout way, he said that Ashwatthama is dead, but he said that elephant is dead. And Krishna at that time, when he said elephant, blew the conch shell. So it was a roundabout way. He actually told the truth only. He did not follow Krishna. Later on, he had to go to hell. Now, many people explain he went to hell because he told a lie. But that was not the case. Acharya explained, he went to hell. He had visited and saw the hell just because he did not follow the instructions of Krishna. So the principle is that we samsiddhir haritoshnam, we should please Krishna. Also Arjuna, he refused to fight. He gave many reasons why he will not fight. He had many reasons to say that there will be sin, there will be nobody to take care of the kingdom, how will he enjoy? So many reasons he gave that he will not fight the battle. So Krishna is telling you act. You act according to my desire. Srila Vishwanath Chakra Thakur explains that even if Arjuna had not fought on the instructions of Krishna, later he would have fought with Bhishma. He would have picked up arms. And that would be not in devotion and would have caused a karmic reaction for him. So better was for Arjuna to fight for the pleasure of Krishna. And that could have achieved, that could bring glory to him and to his ancestors. Therefore Arjuna fought and pleased Krishna. Therefore any activity, if performed for the pleasure of Krishna, will get a proper result. Another aspect of this particular purport of this particular pastime of Prabhupada, which I was thinking about, was the Kadam Kanan Maharaj was explaining that generally when we are following spiritual life, we try to find out or we try to read something in scriptures which will help us to progress in spiritual life. Like this particular pastime, we try to analyze what was the mistake where Bharat Maharaj had to take birth of a deer. So there are many analyses done. Usually when we are traveling on a highway, there are many instructions given to us that just drive left, follow this particular speed limit, or there is a telephone booth 1,000 meters ahead, or so many things are given. Similarly, when you are following spiritual life, there are many instructions or many messages are given. So Bharat Maharaj's pastime also is very instructive for a person who is following spiritual life. Specifically, it is very interesting because Bharat Maharaj's fall down is at a very matured age, a very matured stage of devotional service. And therefore, it becomes an interest to us. Generally, we have seen in ashram, whenever a sinner devotee leaves the ashram, for whatever reason it is, or whenever any other devotee leaves, we try to find out what is the reason, or if a particular devotee, even in congregation or wherever, is not following devotional service, we try to analyze what happened, what was the reason. In the case of Bharat Maharaj, we can have many considerations to think that why he fell down. Did he did an offense previously? Or whether a demigod was not pleased with him, who might have taken a form of a deer and tried to stop his devotional service? Or was Bharat Maharaj attached to a deer in his childhood? Or what was it? What made him to act like that? So, many analyses are given. Many devotees say, he was not in association of devotees, therefore there was nobody. This is also right. Because he was not in association of a devotee, he was not checked. Or the analysis given by Kadam Kanan Maharaj, which was very interesting, is told that negligent of spiritual duties. Though he was performing the act of protecting the deer, he forgot to perform his spiritual duties. Therefore, there are many analyses which are given by acharyas on this particular purport. The way I was thinking of this purport is that we think Bharat Maharaj faced this problem and we may not face such a problem. Why will I take care of a deer? Or why will I go into such an activity after reading all this? It's true, we will not do this after reading this. But generally, when a person is in such an advanced stage of devotional service, then there is a difficulty there also. Like, It can be, I can explain in different ways. Suppose a person is joined as a cricketer when he is very young. He has many aspirations that I'll play for my nation, I'll bring glory to my nation. And he will do lot of work, lot of hard work. And after a hard work, he may be able to cherish that goal or may become successful in that goal. And later on become a very powerful cricket, very famous and very potent cricketer. But when he comes to the stage of that success, he may think, he may start taking bribe. His goal may get diverted. Like example was, there's a Saint Francis of Assisi. When he visited the Pope, he wanted to speak. They had built an old church, they had constructed it, and it was destroyed by some enemies of Saint Francis of Assisi. So Saint Francis of Francisco, he went to the Pope and spoke to him about what has happened. That time, the Pope got some revelation. He saw such a person who is in such a dress is instructing him on Bible. So he told him very instructive thing, which I put it here in Bharat Maharaj episode, is that he told that when I was also young, I was also aspiring for something higher like you. I was also thinking, I was preaching this goal of these teachings of Jesus. But this riches which I have got because of the service for so many years and these duties, I have forgotten this goal. So he forgot his spiritual duties. And the Pope told, your poverty has put us to shame. That means he got revelation, the Pope got revelation that I forgot my spiritual duties because of the riches and the fame I have achieved. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj's case, at such a high stage, he forgot his spiritual duty. This may happen to us also. We generally, when we achieve something in spiritual life, it may be any success, maybe in preaching or any other field of activity. And that distinction causes, we become a distinct person. And then we are not able to associate or we are not able to express. And we have our own field. I call it, we generate a wall in front of us, which does not allow us to have the inputs. Like we said, Bharat Maharaj didn't get association. He was bereft of association, therefore there was nobody to check him. So even for us, even if we are in association of devotees, we can create a barrier due to our false pride, thinking we are good preacher, or due to envy, because somebody is preaching very good. We may create a wall of, we would not want anybody else to come inside that area. And we may also face the same effect of getting away from devotional service. Therefore, this instruction, the instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam about this particular passage is that we should remove this wall of envy, this false pride, and be open to express whatever difficulties we have, whatever problems we are facing. And then we can get a proper solution. And then we can perform our spiritual duties properly, or we'll be not negligent to our spiritual duties. Therefore, Bharat Maharaj's pastime should be read again and again. And I was thinking Bharat Maharaj's pastime is of what use to me. But when my name was put on Srimad Bhagavatam schedule, I was thinking how it can be of my help. But it gave me such revelations. The classes given by Kadam Kanan Maharaj and other devotees, they got such revelation that actually I can be also come to the stage of where I become negligent of my spiritual duties. I may create a barrier, a wall in my life, even amongst association of devotees, where I'll not accept inputs. Therefore, we need to come out of that barrier and accept inputs from devotees and pray to them that they give us inputs so that we can follow a spiritual life properly. Thank you so much. Any comments, corrections? Any questions? Gantvach Madhvagatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.